This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pitt takes on Virginia tomorrow night at Heinz Field, ACC opener. We get you ready for it by talking to Pat Bostick. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Fellas, how you doing?
Excellent.
We are absolutely great. You can hear Pat on the radio coverage. You can also hear it at radio.com, and not just the pregame, not just all the run-up, but the game proper on radio.com and right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pat, take me through the dynamics of, I know when you play a non-conference game or maybe even a 1AA team, that the coach tells you and the staff tells you, prepare as if it's a conference game. Do you really do that? That's number one. And number two, what are the dynamics of getting a conference game right out of the gate as opposed to a non-conference game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you try to prepare for any game the same, but, you know, I just don't think it is. You know, your awareness is heightened. You know, it matters. You know, you can lose. Non-conference games have started. It has no impact on your conference fate. This obviously does. So, And you're playing a team, you know, that's been picked by the media to win it. So that takes it up even another notch. So, yeah, it's great talk to say you're going to prepare the same, but I don't know how practical it is. You know, when you know you're it matters, it's going to count in that win-loss column for ultimately your chance to play in the championship game. You take it up a notch all off season, and you know, I know this team has, and Saturday, tomorrow night's a really big football game.
With everything that's happened on the defensive side of the ball, and I guess it's not really everything that's happened, it's just the loss of Rashad Weaver, how important does it become for the pass rush on Saturday night, Pat, to be able to not just get to Bryce Perkins, and that's kind of good luck in and of itself, but to get to Bryce Perkins and actually be able to take him to the ground? I know Randy Bates has been fretting all week about the fact that this is the first game of the year, and sometimes you get sloppy tackling, and just this is not a guy you want to get loose.
No, it's big, and, you know, it's as important as getting to him will be containing him and staying in your proper rush lanes, and that's something Rashad Weaver was so good at. You know, he was so smart. You know, the best defensive ends, you know, when they know they're not going to get there, they measure themselves and they understand, you know, what the tendencies of the quarterback is when something's not open. I think, you know, what's going to be afforded to this D-line, even in Weaver's absence, is probably the best secondary Pitt's had in a decade. So I think, you know, that gives them that extra split second. But you have to be disciplined. And you know, any coach, if you watch the Miami-Florida game, if you watch the Clemson-Georgia Tech, any game, there's going to be, you know, sloppy stuff. And tackling is of the foremost concern because they haven't tackled a quarterback all camp. All these guys wear red jerseys. So, you know, that's going to be paramount. Missed tackles lead to big plays, and particularly with a mobile quarterback.
Pat Bostick joining us here, Fan Morning Show. As I look around, and you talk about quarterback position, the quarterback for Pitt is Kenny Pickett. A lot of it depends on keeping him clean. I think Jimmy Morrissey might be the best football player on this football team, but what else do they have on the offensive line, and can they keep Pickett clean?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll find out. I think I feel better about this group today than I felt about the group last year at this time. In the proceedings, they're different. You know, they're not as, I wouldn't call them a bunch of road graders. They're a little bit, they're longer, they're taller, they're more athletic. Carter Warren's at left tackle. That guy looks like a pro. We're going to find out if he can play like one. Gabe Hoy's a kid from St. Clair playing guard. He's 6'6". Bryce Hargrove played a lot. He had a great camp, played a lot at the end of last year at guard. And then Nolan Ulizio is a transfer from Michigan who's played quite a bit of football in the Big Ten. So they're all 6'4", 6'5". Jimmy's 6'3". He's the short guy of the group. But I think this is a group that will pass protect better. That was kind of an unseen problem last year. You know, obviously Kenny didn't get sacked a ton, but it was probably because they didn't throw the ball much. And they didn't throw the ball much because it was a concern about pass protection. I think that's been addressed with the type of athlete they have on the offensive line. Now we're going to see if they can run block as well as that group, and I think it's probably going to be somewhere in the middle. This is going to be a different Pitt offense for fans to watch, and I'm anxious for them to see what Whipple has dialed up.
Well, yeah, should we? That leads right into my next question, Pat, because we all expect the ball to be in the air more, obviously, but with the talent at wide receiver and the loss of the guys in the backfield. But should we expect this to be aired out downfield and let Taysier Mack and Maurice French run underneath it? A kind of offense, or is this going to be more about Kenny Pickett, 1-2-3, quick release time, get the ball out?
I think it's both. I mean, I think it's a mix of everything. A lot of the plays they have, you know, that Kenny's going to be comfortable with have both options. So you're able to take that shot, but if you don't love it, you've got something underneath that can get the ball out of your hand. Kenny throws a good deep ball. It's something they didn't do enough of last year. And I think they're going to try to take the top off. Both French and Mack are deep targets. But also that controlled passing game. And you know, let's not forget that running the football is going to be the foundation of what they do. Pat Narduzzi is still the head coach of this football team, and he wants to run the ball. And they've got probably going to play at least four guys at tailback in this game. And they've got a different blend of talent than they've had. You know, from big to short to quick to strong, they've got it all. So I anticipate to see a very, very diverse offensive attack, and they're probably going to take some shots, and they got to connect. That's going to be a big part of this one.
Well, talk to me about that running back situation. A.J. Davis going to play. Sibley's going to play. Who knows about Salahuddin? Is Vincent Davis a guy that's going to be in the rotation?
I think so. You know, I think he's a guy he had a great camp. You know, he runs hard. He's fast. He's got great side to side. You're going to see him in one way, shape, or form, I think. And you know, they've got the Joker out there too, in Valik Carter, who seems to kind of be getting lost in all this conversation. And you know, Pat Narduzzi probably loves that. But he's a guy that, you know, obviously had a big game against Duke last year, had some plays here or there. But you know, he's a guy that's been cross trained at receiver and tailback, and he can do it all. So I think they're going to use them in different ways. It wouldn't surprise me to see two tailbacks in the game at the same time.
So don't necessarily put the nail in the coffin of the old jet sweep just yet.
Yeah, you know, you probably won't see it every play, but, you know, it's going to be a part of it. It'll be a supplemental part of what they do, I would bet.
Pat Bostic. Pat, we thank you so very much. You geared up. You geared up to get in there, to get in that booth, to get ready, to kind of do some calisthenics. How do you get ready for this? A bunch of Ludens? I mean, how does this work for you?
Well, I'm pacing right now. You know, okay. I think I let you down last time with my energy level. So I'm, pacing right now, trying to get in the mental mindset. We got a long day tomorrow, you know, to prepare for it. So I got to make sure that I, temper myself a little bit. But I'm fired up. You know, this is a fun time of year, and it starts to get real. So there's nothing better than that.
Pat, you let us down last time with your energy level because it was 5:52 in the morning. It was raining outside, and there wasn't a game for another week and a half. We're getting a lot closer now, so the energy level has spiked, and it was understandable last time.
Yeah, you know, I try to bring it regardless of circumstance, but I got it today.
Well, right. Conference action to kick it off, Pat, so you better be ready.
All right.
Let's go, baby.
There we go. Pat, thank you so much. We'll chat again soon, my man. All right.
All right, later.
As always, Pat Bostic coming through.
He's great.
He really is. He's somebody great to just talk football with. He really is. And that's why, you know, oddly enough, we talk football
with him.
We talk
football with him sometimes, yeah.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.